Here's your money briefing for Monday, October 19th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The pandemic has taken its toll on millions of Americans' personal finances, a struggle to pay bills or maybe even to find a job. But an unexpected bright spot emerged over the summer. Average credit scores hit record highs.
In normal circumstances, one would say credit scores increase. That's a great sign. It's a great sign of consumer financial health and should mean that lenders should feel more confident to lend to more people. But we're in anything but normal circumstances.
Anna Maria Andriotis covers consumer finance for the Wall Street Journal. Coming up, she'll explain what drove credit scores higher and why higher scores won't necessarily make it easier for consumers to get a loan in the future. That's after the break. Rising credit scores isn't something you'd expect to see as a result of the pandemic, but that's exactly what happened in July. Our consumer credit reporter Anna Maria Andriotis has been tracking this, and she's here to explain what's going on. Anna Maria, thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you.
So shouldn't we expect to see delinquencies rise along with unemployment during an economic downturn?
Typically during an economic downturn, when there is an increase in the unemployment rate, there will also be an increase in the delinquency rates. That certainly played out during the last financial downturn, but that has not happened yet during this financial crisis. And it is creating a host of issues for lenders who are trying to get clarity on whether loan applicants are likely to pay back their debt or not.
Okay, so a perfect credit score is 850. So where had scores reached over the summer?
So the average credit score in the U.S. rose to a record high of 711 in July. This is according to FICO. This is the credit score that is used by most lenders as part of their underwriting decisions. So that 711 was 708 in April, just as the pandemic was really getting underway here. And it was 706 in July of last year, July of 2019. So the average score has gone up, which is the opposite of what one would expect during a downturn when millions of people have lost their jobs.
Well, these past 6 months have not been easy on consumers. So what is it about their personal financial situation that's driven the credit scores higher?
Several things have impacted credit scores. Yes, consumers have been spending less. They've been charging less on their credit cards than they were prior to the pandemic. However, also playing a very large role in what has occurred to credit scores is the unprecedented financial assistance that the government has given to unemployed people. They were at $600 a week up until the end of July. The stimulus checks that went out as well. There has also been an unprecedented amount of assistance offered by lenders, particularly with regards to deferment programs that have allowed people to not make their payments, their monthly payments on their debts, and to not be penalized for that, to not incur late fees, and to not have those delayed payments, those missed payments be reported to their credit reports, which would, of course, have negatively impacted their credit scores. None of that happened. So essentially, you have a mix of the government giving people financial assistance, something that helped many unemployed people to continue making their payments, to not fall behind, also mixed in with lenders allowing people to not make their payments on their debts, be it their mortgage or their auto loan or their credit card, and to not report them as being late to the credit reporting firms. All of that has helped people's credit scores. The decline in spending has also played a role because a significant share of people's credit scores isn't just based on whether they're paying their debts on time, time or not, but it also factors in the ratio between the amount of credit card debt that they have compared to their card spending limits. So as people spent less, as people got money from the government and put that towards paying down their credit card debt, all of this helped to, for some people, keep their scores steady, but on average, it helped to increase scores in the U.S.
Could this affect a consumer's ability to get a loan down the line?
So in normal circumstances, one would say credit scores increase. That's a great sign. It's a great sign of consumer financial health and should mean that lenders should feel more confident to lend to more people. But we're in anything but normal circumstances. And the fact that scores have increased really is one more challenge that plays into the underwriting process for lenders. So when they're getting loan applications from people who have high credit scores, 720 or higher, that should, in normal circumstances, mean that these people are not a big credit risk and that they will likely be approved for the loan that they're applying for. But now lenders are basically looking at the scores, looking at credit reports and saying, well, wait a minute, you know, these files are not reflecting whether these people haven't paid their debts in several months because that's not being reported onto credit reports. And credit scores are based off of the information in credit reports. So how do we as lenders determine if this person is truly a good risk or not? Somebody could have a high credit score and be unemployed for several months. But the credit score doesn't factor in employment status or income. So somebody could still have maintained that high score because of the unemployment benefits they've been receiving, which allows them to pay their debts. But what if they're on the verge of running out of that unemployment assistance and they haven't gotten that next job yet? So there is the fact that scores have increased is just one more example of the challenges that lenders are dealing with right now, determining who to approve or not, because what looks like somebody who is a good credit risk might not be. And finding that evidence that they are risky within credit scores and credit reports is very tricky right now.
Okay, so the burst of cash and the stimulus and extra unemployment helped, but now those are gone until Congress agrees on a new plan. How does that affect the outlook for credit scores?
So the concern at this stage is it's now been, depending on the state that you live in, it's now been, you know, could be a few weeks or a couple months since people have received, let's say, enhanced federal benefits. And so the stimulus checks are long gone. If you've been unemployed for several months, the state unemployment benefits might be running out as well. So what happens if unemployment assistance is not extended by Congress? Will there be a quick turn in loan performance where we quickly move from delinquency rates being steady to down, credit scores having risen, to the exact opposite happening on both fronts? Much of this will rely on whether the assistance from the federal government will come and if it will come soon, and also how quickly people are able to get jobs. So again, like these are, there's several different factors playing out right now that for lenders trying to determine who to approve and who not to approve with their new loan applications, it's not as easy as it used to be. Not that it was ever super easy, but it's become more challenging.
So what else do lenders have in their toolbox to try to decipher who's a decent credit risk and who isn't?
Lenders aren't doing away with credit scores and credit reports. Those have always been, for decades, been kind of at the foundation of consumer credit underwriting. But in addition to that, at this point, there is a bigger focus than prior to the pandemic on people's income, cash flow, employment status. So specifically when we talk about loans that don't generally require income documentation, things like credit cards, personal loans, auto loans. Again, a 720 credit score or higher in normal times would give the green light for those people to be approved. But now it's a matter of trying to get data that shows whether the deposits to people's checking accounts, the dollar amounts of those deposits have changed, or if the deposits have gone away entirely, or if there's been a lag between the deposits arriving, all of which might suggest a decline in income, the loss of a job, a shift from having a job to getting unemployment benefits. Generally, large banks looked at bank account data. They would be able to reference that data for the bank accounts that loan applicants have with them. But there is an increased interest at this point of trying to get a more fuller picture of people's financial standing by seeing what that bank account data looks like for that applicant at other banks as well. So there's a number of third parties, third-party companies that collect this data.
And, you know, I'm just thinking about consumers when they start to get back on their feet. There's a lot for them to be aware of and to take care of in their own personal finance area, because there are so many different moving parts that lenders are going to be looking at.
This isn't only a challenging time for lenders. It certainly is for borrowers, consumers who are trying to get back on their feet from losing their jobs, people who are seeking credit and are having difficulties getting it and are wondering, why is that the case? You know, I'm employed. I have a high credit score. This shouldn't be that difficult. Why is all this additional data on me needed? Or why did I get rejected? Or why did I get a lower spending limit on the credit card that I applied for than what I typically get? So sorting through this isn't only challenging for the lenders, but it certainly is for the consumers. And the bigger concern at this stage for what the next few months could hold if there isn't more assistance provided by the federal government to unemployed people is whether these sort of rosy numbers that we're looking at right now in the midst of a downturn, the low delinquency rates and the improvement in credit scores could quickly change. And then that pain that people have been feeling, their inability to pay their debts and therefore their being in deferment, turns into, I now have late payment, missed payments on my credit reports. And now my score is falling. So my chances of getting credit or affordable credit over the next couple of years has gone down substantially.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Anna Maria Andriotis. Anna Maria, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.